Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're back, and a little later than expected. We had a bit of a light situation here at the field, but we're back and getting set for the final game of round number three. A two-game round exclusive to the elimination bracket, and it's time again for baseball. The Great Falls Gators took a 10-0 pounding at the hand of the Arch 2 Indians. Arch 2 will be playing Monday night. They'll take on Terryville. Terryville pitched a perfect game, so the only blowout, or the only mercy ruled game happened last night. It was 10-0, only mercy rule of the playoffs. And we're set to play more baseball. Elmers getting an extra innings win over the Dodgers last night. Look to try and continue their quote-unquote revenge tour and get some revenge on the Great Falls Gators. But expect the Gators to play with some high intensity. They've got reason for it. They're the number three seed in the tournament, and they're facing elimination after being embarrassed at Muzzy Field, the site of the championships, just last night. So, the Great Falls Gators getting ready to play the Elmers Angels. It'll be Willie Yon, Austin Patinode, Will Parati. Then you have Danny M., Colby Bunnell, Brad Ellis, C.J. Brito, Caleb Shapur, Landon Gardella, Nick Yusefsida, and then on the mound you'll have Scribner. He'll get started. So big night for the Elmers Angels and the Great Falls Gators. You've got Danny M., I believe that is Danny McCarty. And it'll be Scribner starting on the hill. So Miles Scribner, rookie from Danbury. So we will be getting set here for Elimination Baseball as soon as we can. Last game, 2-1. Won it in the sixth inning. That was a game that belonged to not the New Britain Hurricanes. I'm trying to think who just played. It was the Fat Orange Cat Brewers. Fat Orange Cat managed to win, and here come the Great Falls Gators. They'll take the field. Gators will take the field as the home team tonight, coming in as the number three seed in the tournament. Elmers really needs to put up a phenomenal performance after being drained by the Dodgers in the last game. It took eight innings, so one extra, and they pulled it off 8-6, ending the Dodgers' season. And now it's time for Elimination Baseball. Final game of the third round as we settle ourselves in here on a scenic night alongside the Connecticut River. Elmers wearing the red and white jerseys. Great Falls wearing the green jerseys, white lettering. Green and gray along with white digital camo along the sleeves and an American flag on where the nameplate would be. Miles Scribner, who definitely should have pitched in that game against the Arch 2 Barn Grill Indians, but took a 10-0 loss to the Indians. And don't forget, Monday is the game of the tournament, practically. It'll be between the Arch 2 Bar and Grill Indians and the Terryville Black Sox, the number one and the number two. A perfect game, a blowout. It should be an exciting game. Those were the last results. And so Russell LaFleur will be getting things kicked off here tonight. And LaFleur will take to the bat. An experienced team on both sides. Great Falls hasn't had a great deal of luck. 1-1 so far in the playoffs. However, they did finish second in a tough Western Division. And so we're ready to go. LaFleur takes the field. And here's the pitch. Takes ball number one. And we're back to the Hartford Board of Umpires. It was nutmegged the last time because of the New Britain game. Here's the 1-0 from Scribner. Fouled off, strike one. Great Falls really looking to bounce back after getting embarrassed in that last game. That put the winner's bracket finale between Terryville and Arch 2. They'll play here Monday at 6. That'll be a daytime game, and then the first game of the elimination semifinals begins. Fouls it off again. So winner's bracket finals coming up on Monday. Elimination semis beginning also on Monday. That game will be 8 o'clock. They'll give the elimination game the prime time as per usual. 1-2 count from Scribner. Here comes the pitch. Delivers one inside. Ball number two. And an even count here. And again, what a beautiful night out here in Glastonbury, Connecticut. It's been a great venue. We're here last year. It's been a lot different from the playoffs last year, where not so many late games as there were this year. 3-2 count. Top half of the first. Nobody on, nobody out. First at bat of this elimination game. And the pitch on the way from Scribner. Drops a ground ball to Willie on the shortstop. Throws on a first, and they record the first out of the game. So LaFleur drops down, and really every at bat is going to matter in this game. Taking on the number three team in the league. No easy feat. Kyle Maglio. I believe that's who it is. It's going to be Maglio here. It's the manager playing full-time. Outfielder and a pitcher. And Scribner ready to go. Delivers the 0-0. It's chop foul ball, strike one. Just a overall relaxing time to be at a Twilight League game. We recommend you come down to one. All these games free to the public. So come on down anytime you like. Monday, 6 to 8 will be game one. 6 and 8 will be the whole doubleheader. Ball number one. And Tuesday, come on down to Muzzy Field, 7 p.m., one game that night. And then Wednesday, a 6 and 8 game for games one and two of the championship series. Again, open to the public. 1-2 count. There's strike two. So, all Twilight games open to public viewing for free. We're also glad you could join us along here on CastBox this evening. Here comes the 1-2. And that'll be just low, ball number two. And again, an even count. And Scribner really struggling getting through these first two at-bats. Game starting a little later, around 8:20. Maybe just earlier than 8:20. And called strike three. They'll get him. And a K for Maglio. This brings up Nick Magulis. Magulis will get the second AB of the game. So second AB here. Or sorry, third AB for Magulis tonight. Gators out on the field and definitely a menacing force. Top one, two down, nobody on. Pitch from Scribner. Called strike number one. Here comes the 0-1. Scribner gets him to chase. Strike two. And quickly behind 0-2 in the count is Magulis. Will Magulis hold on here? That is the big question. 0-2 on the way. Chop foul ball. He'll stay alive. So with the chop foul ball. And here comes the 0-2. Chop, ground ball, third base. Fires to first. Gets the out. That will put away the side. So we are through with the top half of the first inning. Through with the top half of the first, nothing, nothing. Gators coming to bat. And so Willie Yan starting up. Anthony Alicki getting the start. Oh, Matt Alicki, sorry. So Matt Alicki on the hill. He gets a start tonight. Here comes the 0-0 from Matt. It is swung on by Jan and fouled away. So Alicki getting just another start here. And Willie Jan, he'll be followed by Patinode and Parati. Then McCarty in the batting cleanup in the four spot. Drops a ground ball. Second baseman fires to first. They get the quick out. And Elmer's looking to get through these innings on defense quick. And then hopefully try and defend whatever they can, and hopefully looking to get out in front. Austin Patinode coming up to the plate. Patinode for the Gators. And now takes the 0-0 from Alicki. Called strike one. Looked a little low in the zone, but they'll take it. Strike one. Gators again, number three in the league. Takes the 0-1. Swung on and fouled again. Strike two. The Gators are really looking forward to trying and winning this game to get right back in it. They'll take on the Fat Orange Cat Brewers. If they win, winner plays Fat Orange Cat. New Britain exited a little earlier than they had hoped. Strike three, they get the K. And Matt Alicki puts one up on the board. And a good start from Alicki as Will Parati comes to the plate. Will Parati listed on the roster as first base catcher, outfielder, and pitcher coming from North Canaan. Sponsored by the Great Falls Brewery. Ball number one. And the 1-0 start. Two down, bottom half of the first. And we are ready to go. 1-0 on the way. That'll even the count, 1-1. And a calm, almost not as humid and hot as last night. Last night, quite uncomfortable to be here. Very buggy as well last night. Strike number two. So we do recommend if you come down here for the Monday doubleheader, final doubleheader here at Riverfront this year, we do remind you to bring a can of bug spray. Just in case you come down for a doubleheader. Then last one on Monday. Foul ball. Staying alive. 1-2. Alicki receiving another game ball. And the Angels just looking to stay alive in this tournament. As are the Great Falls Gators. Pitch on the way from Elmers. Chop. Ground ball. Shortstop. He's going to pick it up. He's going to fire to first. They're going to have to apply the tag. And they do. And that will put away the first inning. And they make it look easy getting through the first, both teams. We go top two. It's nothing-nothing. And here comes Dean to open up the bottom half of the second. So bottom two and Mike Dean coming to the plate. Dean will be followed by Flommer, then Marshall. First pitch on the way. Chop. Foul ball. Or sorry, ground ball. Third base. He bobbles it, and that should be an error. So that will be an error to the third baseman, and a runner will get on base. This brings up Jared Flommer. Flommer will be followed by Marshall, and then Griffin will come to the plate. That'll be Kevin Griffin. So Flommer, or actually, no, this is Marshall. Oh, it is Flommer. Flommer, then Marshall, then it'll be Griffin. That'll be out of play. Foul ball. So I got a little mixed up there, but and the pitch to Flommer. Called strike two, down the middle.
Hey, tough with two.
No two count. Scribner ahead in the count. Top two, it's been a quick first inning. Took under 20 minutes. That one gets away, ball one, and the runner will take second base free.
Here we go, big spot. Here we go.
He will stand up into second. And Elmer is really trying to bring the bats here tonight. Not really a first inning ball club. Really used to getting those runs early in the game, but just not the first inning. And the pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike three. So that will put him down, and here comes Marshall. So Carter Marshall will be followed by Griffin. So here we go. Take strike number one. And the pitch. That one is fouled back. Strike two. And with the 0-2 count, Scribner. That'll be ball number one. Runner will hold it second. As he nearly went. Carter Marshall, one on, 180 feet from home, nobody out, 1-2. Marshall takes ball two. So 1-1. And for the Angels, you really have to think this is something that I don't think they thought was going to happen earlier on this season. A good, solid first win. Got the revenge game against the Dodgers last night. Now playing against the Great Falls Gators. And the Gators, a solid team, third place. Got embarrassed last night, and that's the only reason they're here. Called strike three. So one down, runner on second. Here comes Griffin. He'll come up to bat. So Kevin Griffin stands in. Strike one on the first pitch.
There are two outs, by the way.
Sorry, two outs, and had that messed up there. Swung on and missed. 0-2 count. Looking to put away this second inning. Kevin Griffin. Fouls it off, stays alive. He takes ball one there. So Kevin Griffin. On the way, swung on, fouled, and staying alive. Two down, one on. 1-2 count. Kevin Griffin, that'll be Nolan DeVivo. And then that will be followed up by Maddock. That'll be Dante Maddock. The plate. But Griffin trying to stay alive. Kevin Griffin takes the pitch. Ball two. So 2-2 count. Runner on second base. Two down. And the pitch. Fouls it off. And Griffin still alive at the plate. Miraculously staying alive. A long, long second inning. Takes the next pitch in the dirt. Ball three.
Way to fight.
And a 3-2 count. Two down. Runner on second. Nothing, your score. On the way, fouls it off. And Griffin just can't seem to get a piece of these pitches. He can't seem to get all of it. And Scribner, and arguably one of the longest at-bats of the game. We're going to put it away here. Chopped ground ball. Shortstop. Throw to first. Got the third out. So we go bottom two here from Riverside. Nothing, nothing. And Danny McCarty taking to the field here. Bottom half of the second inning. Still nothing, nothing. And Matt Alicki will get things started. Still on the bump here. And ready to go. Danny McCarty looking to get things started on the plate here. Taking a look at the hits. It's 0-0, but one error by the Gators. Strike number one. I believe that'll be called a ball there. So 1-1 count. On the way, ball two. Matt Alicki getting the start here tonight. And the 2-1 on the way. Ball three. And Alicki can't seem to dial in any more pitches. And the pitch, swung on, high fly ball, looking, going, foul territory. Third baseman getting to it, it will fall. Strike number two. And now... And the pitch, ball four. So a runner on, this brings up Colby Bunnell. And here we go. So an 0-1 count with strike number one to Bunnell. Runner on, nobody out. Bottom two. That one swung on, and that will go out of play. Strike two. That will hit the top of the dugout, actually. And with the 0-2. Ball one. Matt Alicki really trying to put this one away. One on, nobody out. Bottom two. And the 1-2. Swung on and sent center field. That'll be caught. Runner won't tag. So here comes Brad Ellis. Ellis looking to get another hit. Looking to get the first hit of the ball game. No one really's got one. There's been an error, but that's about it. Zero hits on either side so far. On the way. Called strike one. And looking at the 0-1. Swung on and missed strike two. And a little time taken on the mound. Ellis awaiting the third pitch of this at-bat. And the 0-2 swung on and missed. Got him. Two down and one on. After he walked the first batter, Lickey has really settled in here as C.J. Brito comes to the plate. The Gators still trying to rebound. And so far, it has not gone according to plan. Second inning and still no runs. Might be headed to the third in a shutout on both ends. Swung on, fouled out of play. And one strike there. And now, that'll be ball number one. And now, a 1-1 count, two down. And the pitch, swung on and missed, strike two. He is one away from getting out of the second inning with a runner on. He would have had a runner on the entire inning and get out of it. Looking to escape here. And here, nope, time called. And the pitch, ball number two, even count. And it looks like a meeting on the mound here as another time is called. We'll be right back. 2-2 count, two down, one on. Nothing, bottom two. So we return here. Still a 2-2 count, one on, two away. Nothing game here in the bottom of the second. Matalicki on the bump. Throws. Foul ball. Still 2-2. And again, a long at bat. Nobody quite really close to being out of this one. And looking for the payoff pitch here. 2-2 on the way. Swung on and missed. He gets him. And that will retire the side. And we go to the third inning here tonight. And it'll be 0-0. And Nolan DeVivo will step in. He'll take to the plate. So Nolan DeVivo is settling himself in here. And the pitch swung on and missed. Strike number one.
Hey, put that ring, go get it.
And the 0-1 on the way from Scribner. Fouled back into the fence. And so far, it's been an interesting night of baseball. A little light delay before this game began. Very strange occurrence. And the 0-2 from Scribner. Up high, ball one. Very close to staying alive. Here's the 1-2. In the dirt, ball two. So he evens the count. Nobody on, nobody out. And the 2-2. Called. Strike three on a rough call. So Nolan DeVivo goes down looking on a arguable call. Dante Maddock will come up to the plate. And Dante Maddock ready to step up. And the 0-0 swung on. That'll be fouled off. Out of play. Strike one.
He just has a better swing.
And the 0-1 swung on. Checked his swing. It was in the dirt. They're going to say he went. Looking for the second out is Scribner. Ball one, as that one falls just outside the zone, low.
Here you go, Dante.
Here comes the 1-2. Called strike three.
Up or down.
And so far, Elmer's not a fan of the umpires. And here comes Russell LaFleur back to the plate. They followed by Kyle Maglio. So an 0-0 count. Here comes the pitch. Ball number one, low. Not the start to this at-bat I think Scribner was hoping for. 1-0 count. On the way, strike one. And Russell LaFleur. Here's the 1-1. Chop, ground ball, third base side. Third baseman throws to first. They record the out. So we're through with the top half of the third. We go bottom three. It remains a 0-0 tie game. And here comes the Great Falls Gators, bottom half of the third. So bottom three, getting ready, should be Caleb Shapur playing third base. Shapur will be followed by Gardella and Yusef Zita. They've gone 1-2-3 practically every inning. Called ball one. It'll be ball two, and Matt Alicki struggling a little bit here. So Shapur, Gardella, and Yusef Zita, the 8, 9, 10 batters. So they did not go three up, three down each inning, batting 10 here. They did have one base runner in the last inning. Got on thanks to a walk. 3-0 count, Alicki. Delivers strike one. She's going to keep battling in here is Shapur. On a very strong Gators team. Checks a swing. Called strike two. So the check swing called a strike. The pitch. Swung on, and it's drilled into center field, and that will be the first base hit of the game. So there's a mosquito right in front of the mic. Had to get that one, so apologies for the loud clap right in front of the mic. Anyways, here comes Landon Gardelli. He's doing the catching tonight. The runner on, thanks to the base hit for the Gators. And Alicki, that came off the 3-2 pitch. Alicki delivers strike one. And neither of these teams really liking the umpire tonight. Not good calls coming. Alicki checks first. Kicks and throws, runner goes. Ball one, the catcher's going to eat it. And a stolen base for Shapur. So a 1-1 count as that last pitch was in the dirt. Runner went. Took second. And that one is dropped down. Shortstop looks at third, doesn't throw. Throws to first, grabs the out. Off the 1-1 pitch that one came. So Nick Yusevzida will come up to the plate. Number 77 here. And a quick meeting right in front of the hill. And Delicky with a runner 90 feet from home. This all-important elimination game. And here comes the 0-0. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Here comes the 0-1. Swung on and missed. 0-2. So an 0-2 count. One down. Runner on. Comes the delivery. And that one will be popped. Foul territory towards the bullpen. Again, it will fall foul. Remains 0-2. Still 0-2. And that one is shattered into center field. Base hit. Runner comes from third and scores. So 1-0, and the Gators take control here in the bottom of the third with one away. Solid base hit. And Willie Yan, the leadoff batter, comes to the plate. Yan, as the pitcher checks first. Kicks and deals. Swung on. Again, towards right field. Caught. And he didn't tag. And that's going to be over. So as he didn't tag, the first baseman will step on first. And arguably the easiest out of the playoffs so far was that last one. But it'll be 1-0 going into the fourth. We'll be right back. Gators in control. So Kyle Maglio coming to lead off the top half of the fourth. Magulis stands on deck. So Maglio will settle himself in. Ken Cook not in the lineup tonight. And the pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Scribner trying to get out of this as fast as he can and bring the Gators into the game on Monday. Here in the top half of the fourth. So the midway inning. Throws ball one in there. And Maglio is settling himself in nicely here. And the 1-1. Swung on and demolished into left. So a base hit for the Angels. So with that hit, brings up Nick Magulis. So Magulis Takes strike one. That one in the dirt. Again, not taking these calls. And the pickoff attempt. Oh, one on the way. Swung on. And the third baseman throws a second for one. First from off balance gets the double play. They go 5-4-3 on that one. And up to the plate comes Mike Dean. Just not off to the start they wanted tonight. Big double play from the Gators. Gators firmly in control here. Really asserting themselves in this game. Here comes Mike Dean. Nobody on, two down. Midway inning here, and Gators up by only one. Still in this game are the Angels. Ball number one. So nobody really out of this game. It's just the Angels down by a little bit. Down by one. Checks his swing, but it's down the middle. Strike number one. Evens the count at one apiece. One-one. Takes that for ball two. 2-1 count. Two down. Scribner. 2-1 pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike two. And Dean chases it. One more strike. We're into the bottom half of the fourth and midway through the game. One and the 2-2 will fall before it gets to the plate and get away from the catcher just a little bit. And the 3-2. Swung on. High pop-up. First baseman going to get under it. And he will. We go bottom four. 1-0 Gators. And here come the Gators. This brings up Austin Patinode. Patinode ready to lead off the bottom half of the fourth inning. So just a little bit more than halfway through tonight's game. 1-0 Gators as they lead. Matt Alicki still on the hill, throws ball one in the dirt. And that one is swung on, hit straight to the shortstop. He's going to make the throw and get the out. A solid play at first. This will bring up Will Parati. He's a third batter in the order. Playing first base tonight. Will Parati coming from North Canaan. Where's the number 27? And the 0-0 from him. That'll be a strike one as he fouls it out of play. And the 0-1 swung on, chop ground ball. Second baseman is going to get there. He's going to drop it. Throw to first, not going to be on time. That's going to be a big error. That is the first one on Elmers. So there's one error for each team now. Bottom of the fourth, here comes number 16, Danny McCarty. So Danny McCarty, utility player out of Litchfield. Takes the 0-0. Called strike one at the knees. Real low in the zone. And now, 0-1 on the way. Called ball number one. Gators going to try and hold on to this 1-0 lead. One on, one out. And the 1-1. Swung on. It's a high pop-up. This one will be out of play. Strike two. And the 1-2 is one down. And time will be called. And the 1-2 swung on, fouled off. So the 1-2, still the count. And he delivers the pitch up high, ball two. Alicki just couldn't dial that one in. Alicki trying to get to those final three innings, the fifth, sixth, and seventh. One team's season ends tonight, and thus ends the third round as well. Ball three, inside and low. He has to jump out of the way. And here we go, full count, 3-2. And the pitch, called ball four. And so it looks like the manager coming out, maybe going to pull Matt Alicki off the bump. Two on, one away, we'll be right back. So Alicki will stay at the pitcher. First ball one. So staying at pitcher here. So number 10. This, I believe, is Colby Bunnell. So Bunnell at the plate. 1-0, two on, one out. Swung on and missed. It's a 1-1 count. And right now, 1-1. Pitcher on the way, up high, ball two. And the 2-1. Swung on. It's a line shot through the gap in first and second. Runners are going to hold at their respective bases. So another hit here. That'll be their third of the ball game. And so this will bring up Brad Ellis. Brad Ellis at the plate. Bases loaded, one out. Big chance for the Gators. And now here's the pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. Ellis takes a big cut. Strike one. Looking at an 0-1 count. Alicki ahead. Here's the 0-1. Strike two. Watches it go by. And here we go. Chance for the second out of this fourth inning. what has been a long fourth inning. Strike three, got him. So they sit him down. Here comes C.J. Brito. Two down and Matalicki looking to get out of a jam and keep this a 1-0 game. If not, the floodgates could open here for the Great Falls Gators if Brito gets a nice cut. It's all going to come down this at-bat. And the pitch. Ball one. Halicki really looking to put away this fourth inning and get us through the night. And here it is. Takes ball two. Two oh count. And now 2-0. Strike one, 2-1. So at the 2-1 count, bottom four, 1-0 Gators. And the 2-1 up high, ball three. One more pitch and he walks in an insurance run. Halicki needs two strikes or a ground ball to the infield to really get this out. Just got to put it in the zone. They need one out. 3-1. Call the strike, and Brito thought he was walking. He threw the bat. And Brito was caught there. 3-2, full count. Big clutch part of the at-bat. 3-2, two down. These are the moments that make or break a game. 3-2 pitch. Swung on, fouled off. And the at-bat continues. Halicki just needs to get out of this one. And the pitch, swung on, high fly ball, right field, foul territory, looking to get under it, they're racing for it, makes the grab on the dive. Diving catch, that ends the fourth inning. We go to the fifth, the final three, they're down to their final nine outs, 1-0, Halicki getting out of a tough spot. We'll be right back, 1-0 Gators. And here we go, Jared Flommer to lead off the top half of the fifth. Welcoming you back here at Riverfront. Elimination game. Gators on top. 1-0. Top half of the fifth. It'll be Flommer, then Marshall. Griffin, DeVivo, Maddock. And Flommer settles in. 0-0 pitch. Ball one. Swung on. And that'll be right field. Caught. And so here comes Carter Marshall. He'll be followed by Kevin Griffin. And Marshall at the plate, one down, top five. So we welcome you back in here. Top of the fifth, one down. 1-0 lead for the Gators in this elimination game as they top the Angels so far. Foul ball strike one to Carter Marshall. And Marshall is looking to try and keep this game alive for the Angels, finding themselves behind 1-0. But what a start to the season, or at least a start to the postseason, that the Angels have had. Some big revenge wins, and that's going to get him. He's going to be hit by a pitch and walk his way down to first with one down. This brings up Kevin Griffin. Griffin in the bottom half of the order struggled a little bit on their last at-bats that they had, but here we are in the fifth, looking for redemption. A few strange calls. There's a pickoff attempt. Doesn't go at first. So we're back here on Instagram Live. For those of you listening in on CastBox, and for those of you tuning in here on Instagram, we're so glad you could spend a part of your Thursday evening with us. Another pickoff attempt fails. And now the 0-0 on the way. Drops down a bunt. Third baseline. Third baseman's going to get there. Throw to first. It's going to be close, but he's going to be out. Runner is going to advance on to second base. And this brings up Nolan DeVivo. So Nolan DeVivo coming up to bat. Again, a beautiful night here. Very buggy, however. Beautiful night here in Glastonbury. And the lights are on for the primetime game tonight. Final game of round number 3. It was a 2-game round. All of those happening tonight. Winner's bracket finale Monday at 6. Start of the semifinals the semifinal for the elimination bracket also begins Monday. That'll be an 8 p.m. game. 1-0 on the way. And he swings and lets go of his bat, and the bat flies down the first baseline. So he swung on and missed and accidentally threw his bat down the line. It'll come back to him. That is a first. So that's got to be a first. And now, on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike two.
Dante, Carr, if you need it.
All right, Bebo.
And so getting set and ready to go. And DeVivo will call a quick time here. Get himself ready with the 1-2. Two down, runner 180 feet from home. And pitch on the way. Inside, and that got him. Another hit batter. That one also getting away from the catcher. And here comes Dante Maddock. So Dante Maddock comes up to the plate. And looking to try and extend this inning even further here in the top half of the fifth. Russell LaFleur on deck. And now, for it here, pitch on the way. Strike one. So with two down, top five, one away. Swung on. He checked his swing, but it was called on the pitch, 0-2. Maddock in a tough spot behind, 0-2 in the count. Scribner delivers. Ball one. So Miles Scribner again on the hill for the Great Falls Gators. It's been Matt Alicki on the hill for the Angels. And that one is shot. It's going to be caught by the second baseman. And we're going to go bottom five. 1-0 Gators in control. If you're on IG Live, stay with us. We'll be right back on CastBox. So new pitcher coming in for Matt Alicki. It's going to be Adam Antonini. Antonini, the pitcher, number 25. So Matt Alicki will go 4 full innings. He'll give up 3 hits and an error, along with 1 run. Not the ideal outing from Alicki, but coming in for an all-important third game of their playoff run here in the elimination bracket. And we settle in for the bottom half of the fifth. Final 9 outs for each team. Well, there's 6 outs for Elmers, and they may only need 6 more outs for the Gators. So it's been an exciting evening of baseball, and we're so glad you could join us here at Riverfront Park in Glastonbury, right along the scenic Connecticut River. Don't forget Monday, final doubleheader here at Riverfront Park. That'll be the winner's bracket finale, and then the loser's bracket semifinal game. Fat Orange Cat will take on the winner of this game here at Riverfront Park. So the winner of the Gators-Angels game will be right here. And now we get set. So now batting for the Gators, I believe, would be Caleb Shapur. So Shapur stands in, takes ball one. Yep, so that is Caleb Shapur. Takes strike one as well. And now, take strike two. So you have a little technical difficulty with the Instagram Live, so we may take a quick break to go settle that. And here comes 1-2. Strike three gets him. So we took a quick break to try and find the runner of the live stream, and it doesn't seem to. We couldn't find him. So one down, that was Landon Gardella. This brings up Nick Yusevzida. Gardella flew out to left field. And that one is swung on, fouled back. So Yusevzida. And here comes the 0-1. Turned into 1-1. Inside, ball two. Has to get out of the way of that one. And a 2-1 count. So Antonini. And a 2-1 count. Ball three. And that'll be strike number two. Now it drops down a bunt. Foul. So here in the fifth, so, full count, Antonini looks to deliver, 3-2, swung on, and that'll be fouled off, a bounce actually off the light pole. And here we go. 3-2 on the way. Swung on, and it's hit center field. Center fielder running to get under it. He does, and that puts away the fifth. We go to the sixth inning, and it's going to be 1-0. We'll be right back. So Russell LaFleur comes to the plate. Pitch on the way. Ball one. And here comes. That'll be strike one. And even the count. Pitch on the way. It'll be strike two. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. In the dirt, ball two.
Come on, Russell.
And looking here, 2-2. Swung on by LaFleur. It's hit, center field. Should be caught, however. And it will be. So here we are, top six. One away. This will bring up Kyle Maglio. Gators looking to put themselves in the elimination semifinals. Elimination finals will be Tuesday night. Pitch on the way. Swung on and missed. So the elimination finals, Tuesday night at 7, Muzzy Field. And then Wednesday, they'll go right into the CTL Championship Series. Doubleheader that night, 6-8, just like here at Riverfront. And if necessary, Thursday, they'll play Game 3. Here's the 0-1. Strike 2. And now getting set, 0-2 on the way. Ball one. And so, takes that one for ball two. And the Instagram Live back up. Comes the 2-2, swung on and missed strike three. Got him. So that we'll put away.
Does it matter if it's on or off for you?
And so, two down. Let's bring up Nick Magulis. And Magulis settles himself in. And the pitch. Strike number one. So two down. And no one count. Magulis. Swings at it, center field. It's going deep, going back. Oh, it gets by him. He drops it at the wall. He's going to try and go. No, he's going to stay at second. And a big rip. And in the top of the sixth. And this brings up Mike Dean.
Let's go. No. Usually they have a big bit.
Oh, yeah. And now.
Even the ones over here overflowing. Usually they.
Hey, let's go, Dean!
And now. We get set. And Mike Dean batting here. Pitch on the way, ball one. Runner on second, two down. Top half of the sixth here. And only a 1-0 game. Still a long way to go for the Angels. Pitch on the way. Up high, ball two. And the Angels crowd getting rowdier and rowdier here with a big shot to center. So the Angels dugout getting a bit louder. Pitch on the way. Checks his swing. Strike one. And now, playing for a spot in that elimination semifinal game. Loser will go home in that game as well. Pitcher on the way. Swung on and missed. Strike two. Evens the count. One more out. We go to the bottom of the sixth. And then the Angels will have just the seventh. They'll be down to their final three. Getting set. Pitcher on the way. Inside. Ball three. Full count. Two down, 3-2. And now 3-2. Swung on, he hits it. Second baseman got it. And that will be the end of the top half of the sixth. And we'll go bottom six, 1-0 Gators. And Willie Yan coming up to the plate. Yan, a minor leaguer in the Orioles Association. Played for Bowie last year. So he plays for the Bay Sox. Shot down the third baseline. It goes foul towards the bullpen. And the Great Falls Gators just about three outs away from locking up a trip to the next round to the semifinals for the elimination bracket and the overall tournament semifinals. In the overall tourney semifinals, there are actually three games. There's the winner's bracket finale, the semifinal for the elimination bracket, and then there's the elimination bracket finals, and then it's the championship series. So definitely a strange playoff format. Everybody makes it in. Ball two in the dirt to Yan. For those of you watching on Instagram Live, the final doubleheader here, Monday night and Tuesday night, one game for the elimination bracket final. That'll be Tuesday at 7 out at Muzzy Field. And the championship series, games 1 and 2, will be 6 and 8 on Wednesday at Muzzy Field. And if necessary, on Thursday, they'll play a 7 p.m. all-deciding game 3 for all the marbles. 3 and 1 pitch, called ball 4. Yan will walk.
Now he's going to steal second base. Watch this.
So here comes Austin Patinode. Patinode here. Adam Antonini still on the hill. Here comes Patinode.
I guess that's where it went wrong, right?
And so now, that'll be up high, ball one. One oh count. On the way. Inside, and I think it got him. No, it didn't. He got out of the way. Tweaked his leg while getting out of the way, though. Meeting on the hill for Antonini. Only a one-run game. They're still in it. Not by a whole lot, however. And Antonini, fresh out of the mound visit. And ready to go. And here comes the 2-0 from Antonini. I believe that was called strike one. Yan faked a steal at second. Taking a nice lead. Makes a jump. That one inside. Leans out of the way. And very unfocused Antonini. Can't dial in the pitches. The 3-1 in the dirt. Ball four, he'll walk. And so, Great Falls ready to go. And here comes Will Parati. Looks like the And it looks like now they're going to call a real meeting. And the infield's going to come in. And the thing for Antonini is that he's just struggled tonight.
Are you guys afraid that this might blow the entire thing?
I put no light. That's nice here. No light.
So,
I'm a dark guy. I like
Antonini just getting set out of his meeting. And now, here we go.
You know, I don't even know. I didn't have.
And so it was.
You know how they scored?
I think there was a big single out there for Great Falls to score.
Oh, there was a, yeah, there was. It was a, yeah, you're right. It was a big RBI jam.
Had a runner on third there.
That's right. You're right. Yeah. You're paying more attention than I am.
And now getting set. Bottom six. Great Falls really could put this one in cruise control, but they're not going to. Up high, ball one.
Double my gap might put it in cruise control. I'll tell you that. That might do it for you.
And here we go. Parati swings at that one. Gets a nice hit. Shallow center. It's going to fall. None of the runners are going to tag. And that is one away.
I might have bunted there. Even with my three hitters.
So I'm joined in the booth so far with Don Fedaski. And so now, number 16, it's going to be Danny McCarty. And it looks like they fake going for third, or they fake a pickoff attempt at second, and Jan will stay. And getting set. And that one will be low in the dirt. And so the Gators on top here, 1-0. Bottom six. One ball, no strikes. Getting set. And here comes. Swung on and missed. Strike one. So at the 1-1. Here it comes, swung on, chop, ground ball. Shortstop, or sorry, second baseman makes the throw. Safe. Calm, Jan is going to get there. They got one at second, however, not the double play they wanted. Jan makes it to third, no run score, remains 1-0. In comes Colby Bunnell. Bunnell ready. And it's Antonini who's going to try and put this all to bed and get us to the seventh. And the pitch. Called ball one. Runners on the corners here. Still 1-0. Antonini kicks and delivers. Strike one. And so pitcher on the way. Chop, ground ball, first base side. They're going to go and get the force at first. So they get out of another tough jam. We've got one inning to go. Three outs left and a season could be over. Top seven, 1-0. Stick with us here on Instagram for the final inning, and we'll be right back on CastBox. So top seven, this is it. And the final inning of this ball game, final inning of the third round, possibly. Top seven, Jared Flommer comes to the plate, everybody. This is it. So Jared Flommer. And Flommer ready. Still it's Scribner on the hill. Checks his swing. He went. So Scribner, I believe, is still there. Miles Scribner. Yep.
Yep.
Ball one. That one in the dirt. So Flommer will be followed by Carter Marshall and Kevin Griffin this inning. Pitch on the way. Swung on. Right field. It's a nice shot. It's going to fall for a base hit.
All right, Carter. Here we go, kid. It's always a sweat in the CTL, man. Always a sweat.
Yep.
Here we come. Here comes the sweat.
Angels always love to do it late.
Sweat every game.
And the
31 out. I'm telling you right here. Here it comes. Here it comes.
And the big inning potentially here. So 1-0, top of the seventh. Gators in the lead.
Oh, no, he's good. I'm typing.
I thought you were taking a picture.
And so, and we have got Carter Marshall at the plate. And the pitch swung on, high fly ball. Right fielder looking to get under it. It's going to fall foul and staying alive. Carter Marshall makes the count 0-1 as he stays alive. 0-1 count. Top 7, one on, nobody out. Down 1-0 to the Great Falls Gators. Winner plays Fat Orange Cat on Monday back here. That'll be the 8 p.m. game. 1 p.m. is the primetime matchup of the tournament, arguably. The Arch 2 Barn Grill Indians taking on the Terryville Black Sox. Indians just beat this team. Great Falls 10-0 in a mercy rule. Maybe an hour of playing. Steal for second. He's going to be safe. What a save. Or what a steal. Unbelievable.
Job here. Gotta get him over, boys. Let's go.
What a steal.
Hey, Carter, smart here, kid.
Let's go, Carter!
And the pitch on the way. Takes a ball there. So number one is coming to pinch run. Don't believe that's Flommer, so. Marshall swings and misses. And that was strike three. So I had that wrong on the scoreboard. But a strikeout for Carter Marshall. Here comes Kevin Griffin. One out, runner in scoring position. 180 feet from home. 1 is all they need to bring it to the bottom of the seventh inning. And the pitch. That is strike one called to Kevin Griffin. A double play here ends the game. And the pitch.
It would be quite the double play.
Taking a ball.
Quite the one. I'd like to see that, right?
Come on, kid. Good job, kid.
Pitch on the way. Swung on. Fouls it off himself. Strike number two. A good run at second base by the pinch runner. He's going to trot his way back to second. One away. 1-2 count. One out. So two outs away from claiming victory here in Riverfront for the Gators. And Miles Scribner getting a playoff win. Pitch on the way. Called ball two. He could have a complete game tonight, folks.
Secondary.
And the 2-2 swung on and missed strike three. And that's two down. And here comes Nolan DeVivo, possibly the final at bat of the third round. 1-0 here. Runner on second. He's in scoring position. He's waiting just to put one on the board. Could we see a 1-0 shutout win? Could we see Great Falls versus Fat Orange Cat? Pitch on the way. Strike number one. Final inning, and we're so glad you stuck with us here tonight. Final inning. This is it. 0-1 pitch on the way. chop, ground ball. Second baseman's going to get there. And he's going to trot, flip to first. This game's over. Great Falls advances. And the Great Falls Gators will make a claim to the league that the number three team is still in this tournament as they bounce back from a 10-0 blowout, a mercy rule to the Arch 2 Bar and Grill Indians. We'll see you on Monday as Great Falls will take on Fat Orange Cat. That'll be on Monday at 8 p.m. Then at 6 p.m. you have Arch 2 and Terryville. We thank you for tuning in. I'm James Clark, the voice of the Connecticut Twilight League. And we'll see you next time. So long, everybody.